Okay, nothing heard. We're going to move on into the Channel 3 project. We're not going to do the AIB and the NIB tonight, folks. I think we're going to start skipping that because some of it's old and it takes a long time and puts us that much later. So we're going to start skipping that unless you've got problems. If you would like to get the AIB and the NIB, then you can email us, and Kimber will come by with that email address again, because I don't have it in front of me anyway. Kimber, do you have that?
Yes, I do. So once again, we're going to drop doing the intelligence brief on the net. It takes a long time, and there's a lot of people. If you prefer to receive this intelligence brief through the email, which I'll be happy to do, there's already people on that list, you can email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's S-O like Southern Oregon, gmrsnet@gmail.com. And if you need to ask that again, please come forward and say so. We'd be happy to repeat it. So you guys can be on that list. Thank you. Back to Net.
Thank you, Kimber. Is there anybody that needs that repeated? Okay, nothing heard. We're going to move now into the Channel 3 project. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Camera 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Ameron check-ins on Monday with their iVarknet. The Jackson County check-ins are now on Monday night following the Southern Oregon Emergency Preparedness Ameron Net that starts at 8 o'clock on Mondays on the 625 repeater and the Phoenix 700 repeater. Okay, stand by. If you want to try it tonight, you want to try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, and step up and ask for the Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations, if you get any, and please give your tallies to just come back to this frequency after you get that when you're done, and we'll take your check-ins. And by the way, the ham frequency, the Channel 3 ham frequency, is 146.420. Okay, we're standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion, and we'll close the net. Well, God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. West, you got anything you'd like to say about the Channel 3 project?
Nope. But in the Grants Pass area, we will start on GMRS3. Make as many contacts as we can, radio to radio. Transition to MERS3. Do it again. And finally, if you're licensed, we'll see you on the ham station that Ron mentioned. See you on the Simplex Airwaves, WRKU 327, clear.
Thank you, Wes. Loud and clear here. Okay, John from Klamath Falls, do you got anything you'd like to say now?
Yes, would like to invite everybody in the Klamath Falls area and Klamath County area over to Channel 3 for basically the net check-in. Which is right after Ameron, WSBT 889. We're going to be off to 3 here in a few.
801.
Thanks for doing the net, Ron and Kimber, and everybody involved.
Thank you, John. Okay, now I'm going to be off, and I think Kimber will be too. We're going to participate.
Bobby May, 801.
It's 2, and then we'll come back and do a little more talking, close the net, and we'll have some discussion after that if you would like. Anybody's got any questions or something they want to say, we'll have time for that after we close the net. So I'll be off the air for just a little bit. WQRR330, stand by.
WSBT 889 off to Channel 3 Simplex.